God had a lot to say about a just society and a just church, a just community of believers. There was quite an injustice that was going on in Jesus' day, and it was happening in the very place where there should have been prayer and worship, and that was in the temple of the Lord. The temple was a place of sacrifice, and so people would bring offerings to the Lord there, animals to be sacrificed, and so forth. The problem was that when they brought these animals to be sacrificed, they had to be inspected before they could be offered. It had to be a perfect sacrifice without blemish. And of course, what the people brought was never good enough. They probably just quit even bringing. But they had perfect animals that you could buy there. Of course, they were put there at exorbitant prices for the profit of the ruling family of high priests. And then when they would go to buy that animal, they would give the ordinary currency of the realm, which was a denarius, and they would say, oh no, you can't, these are holy animals. You can't use that unholy money to buy holy animals. Go over there and see so-and-so, and you can exchange your unholy money, your denarius, for a holy coin. Well, of course, in the exchange there, in the money exchange, the people got cheated. It was a racket. And Jesus came in after he had ridden in on the colt of a donkey and had been acclaimed the king. And there in his house, the house of prayer, was injustice. And Jesus did not like it. The Gospel of John says that Jesus made a scourge, that is a whip. It was really a weapon, quite a fearsome weapon. And he started through that temple and he cleaned the place out. Let's read about it in Matthew, the 21st chapter and the 12th verse. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Both the religious authorities and the civil authorities had been trying for 3 years to catch up with Jesus and destroy him, but he was always able to evade them. But when Jesus came into the temple and touched their money, he touched the corruption that was going on within the temple. They had him on the cross within a week. Jesus is very concerned with injustice. And what did Jesus do? What happened to the people when Jesus established justice within the temple? It said the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that there would be justice in our land. I pray that there would be justice in our church. Justice for poor and rich alike. Justice for each of your redeemed children, that we establish justice throughout the land and in the church. Help me to do that, Lord. Help me to be a part of that. In Jesus' name, amen.